Sportsnet.com. Welcome back to the program. It is 7:40. Okay, so trying to rob a gun store with a fake gun, I would say that probably qualifies as one of the stupidest things on the planet that you could try, and probably is going to end up being fatal. However, 20-year-old Mikeyon Minefri of El Cajon, California, and two teenagers went into a gun store Saturday armed only with fake handguns. One of the kids pulled it out on an employee and robbed the place, which included stealing real guns.
Now, if you rob someplace with a fake gun, does that still count as armed robbery?
Absolutely.
It does?
Absolutely. They took off in a 1998 Chevy Lumina, and the guy at the store called 911. The cops stopped the car, caught the guys. Mikeyon, however his name is pronounced, was arrested for felony armed robbery. The other two are under 18, so they're taken to a juvie detention center for their felony armed robbery charges. That is just plain stupid. Every gun owner, every gun stop that I have ever been in, they're carrying.
Yes, but the guns in the store are not loaded.
Correct.
Well, they might have one under the counter that...
No. The people working in the stores are carrying loaded handguns.
It's safe to say the guy who owns that business is a gun enthusiast.
And his employees are too. Absolutely.
Sure. So if you're going to be charged with felony armed robbery anyway, why wouldn't you use a real gun for your robbery instead of a fake one?
I have no clue whatsoever. That was just dumb. 29-year-old Les Brown of Yorkshire, England, was on a bar crawl for a friend's birthday a few months ago, and they were all wearing costumes. Les was wearing a Scooby-Doo onesie. Sure.
Okay.
How many times have we all gone out drinking wearing Scooby-Doo onesies, huh? Sure. If you don't know what that is, it's a full-body brown onesie with a stuffed Scooby-Doo head on top. So a woman, 40 years old, by the name of Sharon Hutchison, was at one of the bars. Something set her off, and she started beating the crap out of Les. She repeatedly punched him in the head until people could break it up. Les walked away without even a bruise, all thanks to the stuffed Scooby-Doo head. And it was also so padded that it absorbed all the fury. He had no injuries whatsoever. So,
he asked her if she was Shaggy or something?
Ro-ro. 26-year-old guy in South Carolina, his girlfriend, apparently are expecting their first child. So when they woke up on Sunday, the guy expected his girlfriend to wish him a happy Father's Day, right? She did not, and he assaulted her. He pushed her into a bathtub, punched her legs, dragged her across the floor, and then punched a hole in the wall.
Okay.
This guy apparently is trying for the whole Wisconsin Morning News Father of the Year Award.
Mm.
He was arrested for assault, but for whatever reason, a judge dropped the charges. This guy's got a long criminal history. He's been arrested in the past for grand larceny, loitering, fraud, car theft, burglary, and drug possession.
Maybe the woman said, you know, the reason I didn't wish you a happy Father's Day is because you're not the father.
Oh.
That would probably set him off, huh?
Yes, it would.
Oh, goody.
Ow.
It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
All right, smart cars in San Francisco are being tipped over. This is going on a lot. The little smart cars, they're finding them tipped over all over the place. Police suspect a group of activists or a child, maybe a light breeze. They're not sure yet. Starbucks has announced plans for a partnership with Arizona State University to pay for the online college education of its 135,000 U.S. employees. And, of course, with an online degree from Arizona State, the only place the graduates are going to hope to get hired is Starbucks. California police have discovered a meth lab in a retirement community. Apparently, no one had any idea that the residents were meth heads since they were toothless, confused, and prone to passing out in the middle of the day anyway.
Oh, man, come on.
Huh? What?
That will be us someday.
No, you, not me. I'm going out before that happens. A vacationing couple was caught being rather intimate on a New Jersey beach. Cops believe they were seriously hammered when they had decided to vacation on a New Jersey beach. Mitt Romney is being urged to run for president in 2016 by a few Republicans.
Who?
And he's being urged even harder to run by lots and lots of Democrats.
Yeah.
You may have heard about Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber has been charged officially now with criminal vandalism for egging his neighbor's house. Bieber also faces felony charges because it's L.A. and he did not use free-range eggs. Prostitutes played their own game outside a World Cup match in Brazil. World Cup officials are not upset. In fact, they're hoping this will finally get Americans interested in soccer. That has been a quick look at the news. Thank you for being with us and allowing us to bring you all the important information. We ask, though, that you use it all for good, not for evil.
Hey, guys, I saw that Alex Trebek has broken a world record for game show hosts after hosting 6,829 shows in his career.
Oh, wow.
He's hosted 6,829 shows, or as Ryan Seacrest calls that, The Weeknd. When asked how he's made it through so many shows, Trebek was like, "What is scotch? Scotch whiskey." The world record holder now. He hosted more game shows than anyone in history. And judging from these recent Jeopardy categories, I think he's getting a little cocky about it. Take a look. First, there's people who are the man. That's next, there's asses I've kicked, names I've taken. Then we have reasons I'm dope and live a dope ass life. Next, there's places Bob Barker can shove it. After that, there's things I said to your mom last night. That's not mine. Finally, reason you better Trebek yourself before you wreck yourself. I mean, he's like, now Trebek, the diva,
the diva.
Feedback at 8, the Jerry Bader Show at 9 on WSAU.